Hungry. Oh. Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm just in the break room right now, warming up a juicy hot dog. Last week was pretty rough. My dumbass decided to walk into yet another ambush. You'd think we would expect it by now, but here we are. Does this thing work? Come on. I just want a hot dog. Ah, there we go. The fight was going the way it usually does. Quite terribly. Everyone got some good hits in, and I hammered that big frog into oblivion. Felt good. And then, out of nowhere, the last kobold decided to run his spear through my neck. Nobody gets killed by a kobold! That's pathetic! Oh. Don't tell Scarab I said that. Ah. Hot dog is complete. I'm going to eat this and try not to think about dying this episode. Our story continues now.
So, Emma, do you want to finish that story from earlier? How many people did you say you hit with your car?
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'm not single, by the way.
No, I'm not.
I'm not single.
Now.
I'm now married.
Hit all those people with his car.
I'm married to this podcast.
But also single.
So, listener, you had to wait a whole week to see what happens to Rootmore. I had to wait 2 weeks. We recorded that 2 weeks ago.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. So, Cody, what's happening with this crit?
I mean, nothing good. You have been throat slashed.
Who farted? Dude, it is so bad.
Definitely wasn't me. I'm thinking it might have been Matt. He's making an impish grin.
You all know that I would admit that.
So is Garrus, then.
Yep, he is right behind you.
Little boy.
Or right underneath you. It's pointed in your direction, ugh, too.
It's
impish. That's my fucking face, dude.
Well, your face is adorable and a little bit, you know, listen, you tricksterish.
Stop, you quit digging your hole.
I like my hole.
All right. Sorry. Sorry I interrupted you about the fart.
No, it was very
the
important.
The dog fart.
Your throat's been slashed. You take 1d8 persistent bleed damage. You can't talk. You can't cast spells that include a verbal component. And you cannot breathe while you are subject to this bleed damage.
Cool.
As far as being unable to breathe, that means you have a number of rounds holding your breath equal to 5 plus your constitution modifier, which I believe you said was a +3?
2.
+2, so you have 7 rounds of air remaining. If you should run out of air, you will begin suffocating. You will immediately fall unconscious, and you cannot recover from being unconscious. You'll have to do a DC 20 fortitude save at the end of each of your turns. And if you fail, you take 1d10 damage. If you critically fail, you die. Every round that you do not resuscitate, you will increase the DC by 5 and the damage you take by 1d10.
Neat. And I believe your fucking kobold wasn't done with its turn yet, right?
He was not.
How many more actions does this guy have?
He still has one more.
Okay. Rootmore is at 4 HP right now.
He's not going down.
Please, miss. Please. Or just run away. That's what kobolds do, right?
I think he has one more. I don't know if he has one or two. Actually, I don't know if that was the first attack or if that was the second.
We should probably be sure of that so the character doesn't die for no reason.
Probably should have written it down. I think it's one action. That's what I really do think. It's one action.
Okay. He is also currently bleeding, although not in the throat. He will take one more attack in your direction with... 2 MAP.
Hang on. Before you do that, use my session PP to give you a disadvantage on that roll.
I will take that gladly.
Can I also?
No. I'm not going to roll 3d20 and take the worst of three.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone remember that.
All right, looking at his hit. He's probably not going to hit you, honestly. This last one is...
I mean, not I, very gave, I turned in that PowerPoint just because you could roll a natural 20.
It's true. Rolled an 11 and a 13. So that is a 13 to hit you.
That is a miss.
Alrighty. And with that, it is Scarab's turn. Scarab, you turn and you see Rootmore now gripping his throat, blood pouring between his fingers, and a look of surprise on his face.
You need to roll a DC 15 save to see if you stop bleeding for the kobold.
Correct. I also need to take that 2d6 damage.
Oh, yeah. I wrote it so big on the map and I almost forgot about it.
He takes 5 points of damage.
Damn it.
See, I don't remember if I am reloaded or not.
Just roll a d20. At this point. Do a 50-50.
I'll leave that up to God. Man, these stopping the Epps in the middle of a combat while drunk is tough. Okay. Just gonna throw that out there. It's risky business.
Oh, that 2d6 bleed you take half of it.
Why is that?
Because I think you passed the save on that spell, so you only take half of 2d6. I wrote half down there.
Okay,
that's why.
You wrote it real small.
I know. I
that will matter. Okay. Tracker is back up. I will give myself part of that HP back. It's half rounded down, correct?
Yeah, so I guess 2 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Rootmore's pleading eyes look at Rick.
Pleading eyes.
Please, finish me.
You're like, hungry boy.
All right, Scarab, what you got?
I am unsure if I am reloaded or not. That's the difference between 1 attacks and 2.
Tell you what, odds or evens for good for you?
Odd.
Odd? All right, if it's odd, you are reloaded. I'm rolling a d6. 1. You are reloaded.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, and you're still prone, right?
I am prone.
You've been prone like this whole time, I think.
I dove out of the way for something.
Hey! True scale defect! Over here!
And he lets out a shot! Kaboom! Kaboom!
No, don't.
No, this is... No, I'm using this one. I'm using this one. 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Bam, 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 bam.
Thank you, Pete. All right, threw my die on the ground. What's new? Completely missed my tray. That's going to be...
Yes.
Would you roll 2 ones?
No, it sounded good. You looked happy.
I know.
It's max damage.
Yes!
Ah! 13 piercing magical.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Alrighty. Huge hit.
Okay. He's going to reload. Yeah, not worth it to try. He's going to reload and fire again.
Here, have it!
Minus...
Don't hit him. He's a nice guy. He's just a friendly little guy.
18 to hit?
That is a miss.
Oh, okay. No!
All right.
Damn!
You haven't missed in a long time.
It's been a lot. It's been a sec. Thank goodness. I had some rough times, that's for sure.
All right, Monet. Do you want to start off with the Beyblade?
Yeah, she will sustain...
this one.
I have a question.
Uh-huh. He is dying! thing!
Picture one day standing in the back. I have a question.
Mars holding his throat.
The question is...
You first, please!
The question is, my love, my husband, can I take a bottle with a potion and shove it in his neck hole like a trachea thing and let him drink it that way? If he can't swallow, can I do it that way?
I think he can swallow. Gross. But yeah, he can drink. Whether it's in his neck or in his mouth, I think he could drink. I'm going to let that.
So what would be preventing that? Paralysis or... Because I think force potion is like a viable option. Even if they're paralyzed.
Wait, I'm sorry. Preventing what?
Potions.
Nothing.
Okay, then. I was just thinking that it would be because he's like stabbed in his throat.
Well, but then if I was the DM, I'd say, yeah, shove it down the throat hole. It's getting into
exactly
the body.
That's
exactly
why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I will sustain the spell.
Put it up his butt if you have to.
For the...
The man's dying.
Put it in his butt and turn him upside down. It's just a dwarf.
Shake him around a little bit.
It's just a dwarf. For the grindstone, so I'll do that first.
Okay. One action to sustain.
One action, pull down pants.
And that is...
Second action, relax.
Sroopmore uses his drop pants reaction.
A 20 to hit.
20's a hit.
Yes.
Yup.
What is it again? D6 physical, D6 fire?
What level are we?
Four.
About to be five.
I know. I was going to say, I guarantee we're... I'll put money down. I would say like $20. We're level 5 after this fight, which is shitty. Like if Rumort dies, because that's what happened to Colonel. Yeah. Died and then we leveled up. Shitty.
Sorry, I think I opened the wrong.
You can only level up when one of your party mates dies.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Have you ever played
just
Pathfinder
make a character
before?
For every two levels, I might.
Okay, so
he likes to try new things.
Play old school D&D rules where you come back as a level 1.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me?
So gross.
Can I borrow a D6?
This is Scarab D6.
Woo! Okay, so that little guy, that little shitty little kobold, he takes 9 slashing and 6 fire.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
And he is eviscerated and his body... immediately combusts into flames as it falls to the floor.
And Monet then...
Loser!
Flavor... Well, I guess it doesn't matter because I guess we're technically out of combat now.
Still an initiative because we got rounds of breath here.
So Flavor, she is adjacent to him, but Flavor like slides on her knees over to Rootmore.
Flavor slides.
And
guitar.
With her last two actions, she will pull a potion and force it. Force him to drink.
Oh, if you're moving?
She's not moving. She's next. She's adjacent.
Oh, you're
to
adjacent.
Okay. I said flavor slide.
I got you.
Flavor.
I'm just going to flavor slide 15 feet.
She walked backward. Walked backward for a while. Dusted off the knees.
Yeah. Does the robot in place producing a potion?
Cartwheel, backflip, power slide.
So, a healing potion minor. Oh, why did I close my eyes? I need that.
You're trying to strike a chord. It's probably a minor.
You get 6 HP. But that is magical healing, isn't it? Which should stop bleeding.
Only if he's healed all the way.
Damn.
That's what it says?
Yes.
Dying.
Yeah, so... that's going to be it for Monet. So we'll go to Rootmore now. And Rootmore, you're going to take that bleed damage.
At the end of his turn.
Right, which is also when you're going to save. So you got 3 actions to do something.
First action, he just starts fumbling around for his medicine kit. And let's see, what is it? Ooh.
Yeah, do you have combat medic? Because if not... you won't be able to do first aid in time.
Yes, he does have battle medicine, but no, that's only for treating wounds. Apparently, I guess. I don't think you can.
I think
stop.
Treat wounds lets you stop bleeding.
Treat wounds is for healing. The administer first aid, which is two actions, that's for stabilizing and stopping bleed.
Okay.
Which, that makes my choice easier. He's just going to
put a knife to his throat.
He's going to bring his hand to his throat, and his hand will start to glow, and he will cast heal on himself.
Thank goodness.
His last heal. And that is going to be 25 healing. Brings him up to full.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So that his bleeding stops.
Wow.
Where is it? Where is it? There it is.
Game's unfair. I didn't even get to do the bleeding damage.
Oh, Monet, thank you. Ritmore falls to his knees and starts to catch his breath.
Holy crap!
Oh.
Ritmore, are you okay?
I'm perfect now, but I'm suffering PTSD. Guys, what the hell happened there? That was crazy.
You got stabbed in the neck.
Yeah, it was wild. It was fuck this guy.
Crazy.
Kicks the dead kobold.
We should probably check them for stuff. Maybe they'll have healing potions.
Good idea. While you do that, I'm going to... whatever the fuck it's called.
Take a breather?
Yes, thank you. Spend 10 moments. 10 minutes.
10 moments.
10 moments in time.
Yes. That is what they called minutes in medieval times. They called them moments. We'll spend 10 minutes.
What are medieval times?
Yes, resolve. It's where we are now, Scarab. It's fun.
Oh, I want to go to medieval times.
I want corn and chicken.
And potatoes.
Oh, those potatoes are so nice. They're so nice and boring. I love it.
The soup? I liked it.
I liked it too. I liked all of the food. Good.
Yeah, but listener, we did go to medieval times for my birthday because
because I was drunk and I spent a lot of money.
Tell him on happy birthday in the comments. Tell him on happy birthday in the comments and we'll send you a car.
Stop making promises you can't keep.
I'm going to send you my car so you can fix it. Send it back to me and then I can drive.
Yay.
Anyway.
We'll talk about it sometime. We'll talk about medieval times sometime.
We'll talk about the car situation. Look, we'll come back to this.
Yeah, and Matthew's car. Yeah.
So the thing Scarab would like to do is just a perception check to make sure everything's kosher after this fight. Is there someone else down the halls? Is there anything else afoot? That's what he would like to do. I'm rolling a die.
Monet will walk up to Rootmore and pat him on the back a little too hard.
Rootmore dies.
He just fades away. Little angel wings in a gown.
Shit out of here. Cody writing R.I.P. Rootmore. Fuck
yeah,
out of
here.
I didn't write that. That was Felicia.
It's in red, though. You changed your color, Felicia? How'd you do that?
Huh? What do you mean?
You can't just change
I
your color.
I didn't do that. That doesn't even look like my handwriting.
I'm over here reading what's in the rooms adjacent that you're trying to go into.
Sorry.
What's here? Help!
Scarab just got an 18, I guess, checking for traps. Traps being other voices, anything. Can you hear anything in this room now that it's not battle-worn?
For the room that you're currently in this chamber?
Yeah, can I hear anything? Are we safe?
You don't really hear anything. The only thing you can hear is the quiet slurping and crunching coming from Skirsh in the corner behind you, munching on a dead kobold.
Okay. Before he eats them all, I would like to look through their stuff.
Hey, Amon, do you want to get rid of that giant 2d6 bleed half?
Well, I guess I could do that.
I'll get rid of the hot dog.
I mean, the hot dog should still be there, right?
The trap got triggered.
It did. But the hot dog's still there.
Yeah.
You know, you can just, like, drag and highlight everything and delete it?
Yeah, I'm just paranoid about deleting other things, even though I know I can't. I'm just still paranoid. That's how I accidentally deleted Rootmore.
Yeah, but then Cody could just bring him back.
I know, but Cody's busy.
I'm always busy. Because I don't prepare enough ahead of time.
Yeah, while you're searching the bodies, Rootmore's spending that 10 minutes getting his resolve back.
Oh, Monet, we should probably deal with this sometime.
He's pointing at Rick.
Scarab fires his gun. I'm kidding.
I don't know.
But yeah, he is. It is scary to have this stranger.
I don't know what you mean by that, Rootmore.
He has an insatiable appetite.
So do you.
True, but I don't eat people.
Dietary needs are not something that you should judge someone on.
Okay, I like him. He's fun. He has a good attitude, but kind of scary. You keep an eye on him?
Scarab's also kind of scary.
Scarab's not a threat. He's...
You don't want to talk!
Oh, you're not supposed to hear that. Sorry.
I got good ears! I got great ears!
I don't know what you're getting at here, Rootmore.
He might try to eat us.
I'm a ranger, are you kidding me? It's my job to hear well.
Only if we're alone. I feel like if you're suggesting that we should get rid of Rick, it's because you're trying to leave the party. That's what I'm getting.
I don't wear the green hood for fashion. It's just what rangers wear.
Oh, Monet. Okay, just keep an eye on him. I like him too, but kind of scary. Just keep an eye on him.
Keep your voices down. There's probably more enemies.
Good point, Scarab. I'll shut the fuck up.
I'm kidding. You see how I was screaming that whole time? It doesn't matter. They're losers. They're idiots. But are you okay?
Or just laying on his back, just all spread out, catching his breath right now for his resolve.
I actually feel pretty good. The ground is surprisingly comfortable.
I'm gonna have to take a nap for a second, too. After I open my eyes after looking through these bodies.
Scarab, what did you find? Anything fun?
I don't know. We'll see. 3, 2, 1, opening my eyes now!
Going over the bodies, pretty run-of-the-mill loot. 4 of these kobolds had crossbows on them. They have about 5 bolts apiece for a total of 20.
Okay. Is someone rocking a crossbow right now? Or did I just... I think I bagged up.
Oh, I've got terrible aim.
Definitely...
Terrible.
What's everyone's bulk looking like? I can hold stuff.
Let me see.
I need to sell things. I'll grab as many crossbows as I can.
I'm pretty full. I can have one more bulk.
I can hold 2 bulk.
The leader had another flying talon, as well as a +1 spear.
Ooh.
And those were regular crossbows.
Correct.
I'll grab that +1 spear.
The talon that I have is a +1 flying talon. Is this one also a +1?
This is just a regular flying talon.
Okay, I'm just going to hold. I'm going to pick up 3 of the crossbows. And I'm so sorry. How many bolts?
20 total.
20 bolts.
Also on the leader, whose name you never learned, but whose name was secretly Grugakirk. You also find a large...
Don't we know that name?
Different name.
Did we not hear Grugakirk from one of the other kobold, though?
Girdleclep was the one you had an argument with, and then who later tried to flush you out of the catacombs.
Yeah.
And then Grugakirk is another one, and I believe you...
Sounds familiar.
You heard, God, kobold names, man.
Did anybody pick up those bolts? I'd be happy to.
Go for it.
Merlo Krep was the name of the kobold king. They're all very similar.
Merlo Krep. It's just that name in particular sounds so familiar to me.
They all have crap in their name.
But Grugakirk has a large iron key on him.
Yoink.
Sorry.
Yoink.
Sorry, you're searching. I'm just
reaches over from your spot laying on the ground.
Yeah, give me that. Just mine. He owes it to me. Fuck that guy.
No, sure. Take the key, asshole.
Oh, my eye!
It's fine.
I'm a very small man, and I've got four crossbows on my back.
Strapped.
What's the gear? What is the key? You said it's an iron key.
It's a large iron key.
Man, we haven't come across
any
locked doors. That's
exactly what I'm going to name it.
That I can think of.
No, you haven't.
Maybe it's for a chest. Maybe we'll find a good item. One of these days.
Like a plus one spear or a plus one flying talon?
I know that was a search for bodies, but a search through the room?
Nothing else in the room.
That'd be cool.
No, it was a empty, large chamber.
Okay,
these
well.
Alcoves on the side where the kobolds were hiding seemed to be rough-hewn, as if they had been picked. The beginnings of tunnels meaning to head elsewhere before they were hastily abandoned. You don't know if that was because something happened with the dwarves that caused them to abandon the project, or if it was merely the madness of their dark god that caused them to fervently swap between their tasks.
Okay, I was curious who did these tunnels, so it was the dwarves. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, while Rootmore is figuring out all that, I will have been resting for resolve.
Hey, Scarab, remember when we were fighting that weird dwarf and he was doing fire magic at us and stuff? I forgot I'm wearing a ring of Torag. It protects from fire.
Oh, does it?
Yes, let's go fight him right now.
No! No, man.
You're right.
That was ridiculous. The whole room filled. I would love to. I'm gonna keep it marked on my map, but we need a bigger gun.
And also, Torag is done with me for the day. I'm very tired.
I understand. He's been brutal.
He's had it up to here with my shenanigans. Yeah, he's at the point where I should die if we keep going. He doesn't care anymore.
Well, if we need to make camp, we need to make camp. I just don't think going all the way back home is a good idea.
Also, whenever Monet wakes up from her meditation, we should tell her to just go ahead and take the deal on the 4 resolve, because with Monet only having 2 resolve forces us to sleep every battle.
I mean, you guys could just let her die, and then she can make another character correctly.
That would make me feel bad. Who's talking? Who is that?
These are your inner thoughts.
Oh,
this
yes.
Scarab's looking pretty good.
I mean, we could let her die.
Rootmore.
Why did I say that?
Rootmore, are you okay? You all right, buddy?
Oh, I'm not okay. We do need to sleep.
You talking to God again? Silly.
Cut
to the anvil again. Just the pling, pling, pong.
You're annoying.
You're needy.
Stop asking for help. God helps those who help themselves. Wait, I think Monet is waking up.
She keeps passing out. Is she anemic?
I don't know.
Sorry, I was really trying to focus on my piss.
I understand. I wish you didn't do it in the middle of the room, though. It's weird.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I understand. I'm a little tired. Torag's power has left me.
You were forsaken?
Until I go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, while you were passed out, I lied a bunch. I lied so much.
Laying on the ground. I'll live forever.
How do...
I love what I'm going through.
How do we get back?
Oh, back upstairs. Oh, we can't.
Look.
Yep. Whoa. There's a little matter of that broken elevator and a rope dangling far above you.
Look, I'm not going all the way back to town just to come back here tomorrow.
Absolutely. No, we
can't. There's a storeroom.
That's right.
Also, the rope is still hanging. Because it was attached to Rootmore when they fell. So it's still hanging. So we can climb the rope. The rope was never cut.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember whether the rope made it all the way down to the bottom, because the...
It did, because it was tied around Rootmore's waist.
Didn't Monet cut the rope at some point, which caused the cauldron to fall?
Yeah, but
yes,
then we tied...
Yes, but before that, we added
another rope.
Yeah, when
rope.
We were going
okay.
down,
yeah.
we tied it to
okay.
Rootmore.
So yes. As long as that knot holds 3 people, you're good.
I'm having these weird thoughts of us climbing the rope at the same time, but we shouldn't do that.
The voice in my head keeps poking holes in my logic.
Yes, I do like it. Now, that means I'm tired.
I don't like when he imitates my voice. Rude, that's my deal.
Look, I'd be willing to climb up that rope just to see if Tricky's okay.
Oh, Tricky.
Maybe. But I don't think we should go back to town.
No, we don't have that option. They're gonna kill the sheriff. We need to come back with the butcher.
And these true scales are legion. Cut off 3 heads, 4 more stupid heads pop up. The longer we take, the more of these stupid scales we're gonna come across.
I can go. I'm ready. I just won't be able to use the power of Torag.
I think a rest is worth it.
Storeroom, then. I'm not very confident on climbing the rope.
What would be the AC we're looking for a rope climb for a little guy?
I think it's in the athletics.
We tried a perky climb.
Athletics, climb.
Let's see. Okay, you attempt an athletics check to move a maximum distance of 5 feet up, down, or across an incline. Incline.
If we want to rest, I could make another roll to see if I can get rid of this rat stain and be at perfect health.
We should. Let's go back to the storeroom. I think there were some crates in there. We can stack them against the door or something.
Yeah, yes, good idea. I'm already on my way.
Should we, take him in with us?
No. Absolutely not.
I do fear letting him out of our sight, though, you know?
That's okay. I'd rather him be out of our sight than in a room while we're sleeping.
Yeah, Scarab would like to attempt to shove some crates towards the door.
Same. Rootmore will do the same. So we go to the storeroom, we put a bunch of shit in front of the door.
Okay, that's the play?
Yeah. Scarab would happily spend another 20 minutes just making sure this is just a one way in, one way out, no traps.
And well, you can feel Tricky as well, like his emotional state.
I mean, he could. I'll leave that to God and hope that God doesn't do anything too fucking mean. I do have only half a character.
Something I will say is that as you hoist yourself up from resting and begin to make your way back to the storeroom, you hear something.
Is anyone still alive out there?
Where's it coming from?
To the west.
Give us a minute! We gotta take a nap!
Wait.
Maybe want to go down for a nap!
Do you mean from here?
West from the storeroom?
West from the room where you had the battle.
Oh, shit.
You guys moved yourself there, but as you were turning to leave the chamber from the ambush,
all right.
In the silence you hear a hushed, hoarse voice call out.
Butcher!
Is anyone still alive out there?
Do you work with meats? Do you butcher meats?
Excuse him, he almost died. Are you the butcher from Falcon's Hollow?
Scare reloads his weapon and aims down the hall.
I don't know why the dwarf is asking such cryptic questions when we could just ask, are you the butcher from Falcon's Hollow?
Because if he's not, he could easily just say yes and spring a trap. That's why I was doing
could
that.
Be a mimic like our friend.
I'm so scared.
You're
And it's just Rick. He comes out. He's like, I got you. It's just me.
The kobolds. Are they all dead?
That doesn't answer my question.
Show yourself.
The ones in this room, they're all dead.
No, there's one, and he's speaking to you now. Show yourself.
Oh, yeah. Forget you're a kobold.
I have nothing to say to my captors.
We're not captors. We're here to free people. I'm not with the true scales.
We are working for Sheriff Bilson.
Sorry, my voice sounds more scary than usual. got shit in my throat.
Look, man, I just gotta say, we've gone through a lot of stuff and killed a lot of people, and if you want to be rescued, you're gonna have to ask you. You're gonna have to answer our questions. Are you the butcher? Do you need rescuing?
Name's Corbin, and you're making too much noise. Come let me out.
Oh, Scarab, shit.
Scarab makes his way.
Yes.
Stealthily.
Rootmore, get behind me.
Oh, no, you get behind me.
No,
I'm fine.
You, both of you get behind me.
Oh, I'm here first. I win. Let me. Oh, Monet disappeared.
Well, I hope you step on something that kills you. Good luck.
Are there any traps where you are?
I'm going to go ahead and.
Too late.
Channel elements and earth armor.
Okay.
As well.
Oh.
Let me search for traps, idiot.
Okay, fine. Search for traps. I'll search for traps, too. Idiot.
Idiot.
Me too.
It's a very offensive word. We throw that around a lot.
I know. I just don't want you to die. Come on.
Idiot.
24.
14.
28.
Nice. No traps. But as you make your way into this small chamber and peer around, you can't help but notice there are small wooden structures, almost like cages, that line the northwestern wall, all of which seem to be filled with a scattering of like dry, moldy grass and uprooted weeds. They almost look like nests built into the center of each of these little enclosures, one of which you can see a man on his knees gripping the bars of his wooden cage. He looks to be in horrible condition. His skin is pale, his cheeks are sunken, and his face is badly bruised with several cuts. He has a otherwise what you imagine to be a jolly looking face. He has a round face with prominent cheeks, a thick brow, and a heavy black beard.
Okay, everyone, careful.
Scarab would like to look at the ceilings first and foremost.
Sure. Go ahead and roll me that. As you walk in, you see him, and for a moment, there is a look of surprise and hope, and as he sees Scarab, there is immediately a look of fear, and he looks away and moves away from the bars of his cage.
Ah, don't be racist. He's fine. Come on.
Just because you get beaten and tortured by a bunch of lizards doesn't mean a lizard in the place where you were beaten and tortured by lizards is a bad man.
20.
It's completely unreasonable.
A 20.
Rough-hewn stone tunnel. Doesn't seem to be anything else on the ceiling.
No entryways. No.
No.
Okay.
Hey, I have a key.
In fact, due to your being a kobold, you would recognize this as a hatchery.
Yeah.
It seems at one point there were probably kobold nests in here, as indicated by the left behind shrubbery. But there are no eggs in sight, and they have now been made into makeshift prison cells.
Okay. You're like, due to being a kobold, you feel like you have to torture this guy.
Just let me at him!
Something about his face.
I just have a bad feeling. He clearly doesn't want me over there. I'll stay in the entryway.
Sure.
Monet will walk forward.
I've got a big key.
Give me the key.
There, Monet, take it.
Okay, Monet will take the key, and she'll walk. Where is it? You want to ping it on the map?
It's where the trap is.
No, it's right here. It's a trap.
Can't ping with the
reveal. That's
my
real man.
Okay, so she'll walk up to it.
Yeah, there is a old and hefty padlock securing the wooden bars.
Holding the old and hefty man.
Sir, are you from Falcon's Hollow? I don't know how many times I have to ask you.
Yes, I'm the butcher.
That's what I asked before. Why didn't you answer me?
Oh, praise
because
me.
If you haven't noticed, we're in a place that's a little hostile, and you're yelling down a hallway.
I've noticed. Have you seen the bruises on that dwarf?
Have you seen the bruises on me?
Yes, but...
Who else can I talk to? I don't like her. She's rude.
Hey, I'm not rude. I'm honest.
That's rude. You should lie for people.
Don't
raise your voice to her. Hit him.
Look, I'm going to unlock you, but I'm going to need you to be quiet.
I need you to shut up.
I'm going to need you to shut up.
Yeah, with authority.
Maybe I don't come with you. Maybe I stay here.
No, you have to come with us.
No, let them eat me.
No, the sheriff's
You people
like...
are way worse. No. I like the kobolds more.
Well, we have one.
And they didn't even feed me, so that's saying something.
We have a kobold, you can come with him.
And we're not going to feed you either. Just kidding, we have a great chef.
Par for the course, great chef.
Yeah, you're a butcher, you like meat. Right?
I'll make a deal with you. We release you and we save you, but you have to resign as being a butcher.
My life's work.
Your life's work.
Monet will.
That's what I said.
And I mocked it because I am also a butcher of some sort.
You look like someone who should be stabbed in the throat.
Maybe you can stay in that cage.
Is he human?
Rootmore attacks him.
Yes, he's human.
Okay. Monet is going to unlock.
Screw Torag.
Monet is going to unlock.
Torag
the,
smiles.
unlock the cage.
Good.
And she's gonna put her hand out like this. Like offering to hold his hand. Come.
like a child.
Yeah. She'll do this. Open, close her hand, like asking him to grab her hand.
Scarab remembers that Rick is somewhere, so he's gonna meet with the rest of the group further in the room.
You're ready.
Just in case. Hey buddy, where are you at?
Oh god. Oh. All you had to do was tell me that you were from Falcon's Hollow. She keeps doing this with her hand.
All you had to do was let me know you were here to rescue me, and not one of those filthy scaled bastards.
Well, I didn't know
if we were...
He takes
your gripping hand.
She holds his hand. I didn't know we were here to rescue you, because I didn't know if you were from Falcon's Hollow. So I can't tell you that we're going to rescue you until I know that we're here to rescue you. Isn't that fair? Isn't that fair? She looks to Rootmore and Scarab.
I'll have to slap every one of those villagers for not telling them my name.
Look,
buddy. Can't believe they sent you to rescue me and didn't give you my name.
I know.
They might have.
Colburn! No, I'm aware of you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm really bad with names.
Confused.
I forgot to say your name three times, so I didn't remember it.
That's okay. Rootmore will take his other hand. This way, come on.
Shaken, beaten. I almost escaped.
We're all holding hands. Let's
see. The other two sprung and escaped, but they caught me quickly.
Don't worry about the other two.
I'm a butcher, not an athlete. They bound me, gagged me, beat me mercilessly. But, well, you don't spend a life breaking down big animals if you can't break ropes tied by tiny lizards.
Colbrin, butcher.
Yeah, I would resign if I were you.
If they're no longer creating in here, where's the hatchery?
I don't know. Emptied by the time they put us in here. Place has been the same since they dragged me in, and I was the first.
That's not good.
How good at you, excuse me.
How good at you in English?
Excuse me.
Yeah, lay into him.
Nice to see your party's rude and stupid.
Idiot.
Can you climb a
idiot.
Rope?
I like this guy.
Can you climb a rope?
Weird question.
That's unnecessary.
He said he was not athletic, Rootmore.
Look at me. Does this look like a little weight to you?
Cody did the Santa Claus tummy jiggle.
Is that a challenge? Anyway.
Okay.
The only way out is up a rope.
That we know of.
Hey, dragged me down a tunnel. Once upon.
Oh.
Don't really remember where. All
Once
I remember
upon what?
Is a lot of smoke.
Got a lot of questions for you. But this could help get our sheriff's friend freed, correct?
Yes, we need to go back to town immediately.
Yeah.
I've got this. The first question is, if you really are the butcher, what's the name of the other two people that you were with? Monet looks and everyone gives them a thumbs up.
Monet, I don't think
shakes her metal fist in the air, forgetting she can't give a thumbs up.
All right, anyway, the rope is this way.
Gladly answer any questions you've got after you get me far and clear of any of these rat bastards.
Monet, I'm pretty sure this
sounds
is the guy.
Very good,
that's
yes.
A good answer, right?
Very good. Very good.
Perfect.
Monet, good investigating work.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's climb this fucking rope and get the fuck out of here.
If you manage to get me out of here, I'll gladly pay you whatever I can.
Oh.
Of course.
Monet puts her fist to her like she's doing a thumb at herself. feeling proud, but she can't put her thumb out.
Hey, big deal of importance, fellas.
We gotta go up the rope, but we need to keep Rick here or kill him. We can't let him get back to town.
Where the hell's Rick? You got another friend with you?
I'll talk to him.
Why are you hiding him?
Okay.
Let's all
he
stay.
He cannot follow us.
Let's all stay here and let Monet talk to him.
That's a great idea, Rumor.
Okay.
Yes. I deleted
Monet. Well,
you never hear from her.
Felicia, just say you want to play a different character.
I'll talk
to him alone. Alone. If you don't hear from me in 2 hours,
2 hours.
Then come knock.
If you don't hear from me in 2 hours, give me 30 minutes. Don't rush me.
Wow, whoa. She's so big.
Scarab, I feel terrible about Monet. It's kind of like when a dog has to be put down because it's vicious, but the child loves the dog. How do the parents deal with this?
Put down the kid.
We can't kill Monet.
Destroy the child. Destroy the child.
Can you give her to me?
I'm working on it. There's a lot to this. Dungeon Master and Biz, all right? How do you people deleting your characters and then taking it for granted?
That's why I was trying to be careful deleting my text. I didn't want to accidentally delete Rootmore.
Well, they're better than your party member.
That's all I am to you, isn't it?
Yep. Right now, you're on the clock.
Monet, go into the hallway and try to talk to Rick one-on-one and scream if anything bad happens.
Put some boxes in front of him. We just gotta get out of here without him following us, really.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, because
if he makes it out of here, that's a whole new problem.
Yes, we have to, kill him. Because going up the rope, there will be one... After all of us are up the rope, there will be one person left at the bottom by themselves. And that's who will be vulnerable. So yes, then just go kill him.
I appreciate you volunteering to be last, Rootmore.
Oh!
Thank you.
Oh, I go first. I must go first, make sure the way is clear. I have to clear.
The rock, paper, scissors. Monet always chooses rock. It's easy.
I'm gonna clip the
wrong
guy.
I'm gonna use my strong hand.
All right, so Rick's dead. Now let's move up.
Let's get it. Let's
give me a second. I'm waiting to have control of my character again.
I gave you control of your character.
No, I cannot move her. Just kidding, I can.
Liar.
And Monet walks down the hallway going...
Yeah, give me a perception check.
I will as well. Following, not going to let her go alone.
It's 21.
21?
No sign of Rick.
She'll start rubbing her fingers together.
Again, Monet raises her metal hand.
Yeah.
Are all the bodies eaten?
No. Some of them have been picked over and you can see the softer bits around their faces have been cleaned away.
Here's an easy one. Scarab's gonna track Rick. Can I, sense which way he went? Any footprints? Any viscera trailing?
Gonna be a little hard. There's viscera all over the floor.
I guess I would be... Scarab's most worried about whether or not he's...
Actually, this is fine.
He's gone.
We just gotta watch our backs.
Yeah.
Don't split up.
Let's go back to the well.
Let's go quickly and hope this guy can't climb ropes.
Yes, to Falcon's Hollow.
Because there is somebody who is alone.
Yeah, I mean, once we're done, we just
where are you all going?
Rope.
I'm all alone.
Hurry up,
no!
You're so slow.
Yeah, I mean,
you should have moved faster, idiot.
I can't grab him.
My moon speed is only 5 feet.
I'll stay with you. Monet's holding his hand again.
You're actually going to see Scarab, after not
seeing where Rick is, you're going to see Scarab start to move very quickly. He's running towards the rope.
Oh, Jesus.
He's going to go as fast as he can.
Your friend's really slow. Damn it.
Yeah, just tie the rope around his neck and lift him up.
Rootmore, toss me up! Someone give me a hand!
Okay.
Up the well?
Just up the rope.
Oh.
He's rushing. He's worried about Tricky.
Yes. Get up there.
Monet can help. Monet will boost him.
Or athletics, I guess.
Yeah, 8 on athletics.
Oh, fuck. 6.
You actually grab him by the ankles and yank him off the rope.
22.
Yeah, Monet, you can aim.
Oh, I'm sorry, 23.
Now you can't.
21.
Okay. You get a 10-foot leap. Or a 10-foot start up the rope as Monet helps you clamber up.
It's like 40 feet, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can move 5 feet in action, not including this one as your first. Or including this one as your first, sorry. So you can move up another 10 feet after, you'll be halfway up the rope.
Do I have to roll for each one?
I think you do.
Rootmore ready in action to catch Scarab.
MAP?
No, not on climb. You just got to beat 10 athletics.
Yeah, that was a 23.
Yeah, critical. So you go up another 10.
Okay.
So you're 30 feet up that rope.
13.
Okay, you're 35. And that was your third action. Although if everybody else wants to pass for you, you can keep going. Or if somebody else wants to start.
As far as I know, we just maybe shouldn't have more than 3 on the rope at once. As far as I
think just one at a time. One at a time. Monet should be the next one to go up. Because Monet's got good athletics to
crank
everybody.
You guys
want to
pass around and let Scarab finish the climb?
Yes. That's also past 17.
Beautiful. All right, you're up top.
Okay. First thing Scarab wants to do is call out for Tricky.
You don't even have to. As you clamber over the top, you can see Tricky laying down, staring at the well.
Tricky!
Oh, now, mate. The two of them, Scarab, just in case things are bad, he wants to brace the rope with Tricky instead. Like, both of them holding the rope in case.
Okay.
I mean, we might be able to help pull people up. I don't know.
Yeah, Morning. I think so.
Rootmore grabs the rope, starts tying it around Monet's waist.
I mean, I can just climb it myself, Rootmore, and Monet goes to grab the rope and just kind of slaps it around with her metal fist.
Perfect.
You know, just talking to you and, like, trying to grab.
Monet, climb the rope.
Ah, your phantom fingers.
I will. Just give me a moment.
Oh, Monet, your hand!
Is Monet's athletics real bad?
No, she's got really good athletics.
Okay. You could put the ball up and do a spin your arm around and get it wrapped around the ball.
Little twist and pull. I do that with an increased DC.
Okay. Yeah, so Monet will, like, looking at Rootmore
like
with, like, a face of, like, I got this. It's going to, like, be moving her hand around. You know, like, when you're trying to find the straw? And you're not looking, and you're like...
Your mouth...
Your mouth while grabbing the rope, but okay.
She's doing that, but with her hand, where she's, like, not she's paying attention. And as she's got the, like, phantom movement in her hand that she thinks she's grabbing it, but she's actually just twisting around her arm.
Yeah, give me a climb check. I know
climb.
How to climb a rope. Roll deception.
Okay, so...
No idea.
Athletics?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when we're doing the editing, you can cut out the rolls part for this.
Yeah.
It's boring and annoying, but gotta do it.
28.
Critical, 10 feet.
Okay.
With that check, you're able to make it over the top of the well as well, Monet.
Beautiful.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
How you doing, Monet?
I'm fine. I climb ropes in my sleep.
Exhausting.
Oh, she made it look so easy. Oh. Butcher!
Butcher!
I'm gonna tie this around your belly.
Monet's gonna yell down. You guys just hug and wrap it around the both of you. I can pull you up.
I'm scared it'll break.
Wrap it around his belly like bondage.
I've got more rope.
I want to see a purple belly.
I've got more rope.
But I don't want it to break while we're on. Fuck it. All right.
If we fall down, they could just tie another rope on it and hoist our corpses up.
We'll tie ourselves the way they do skydiving. You know, tandem skydiving, except I'm in the back. Okay, you're in front.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
Height before might.
Shut the fuck up. You're in front. You're in front.
Torag's not with me now, so I can say whatever I want.
Okay, exactly. I will beat you with this hammer. I'm going to be in the back. We're saving you, asshole.
All right, compromise. Cheek to cheek.
All right.
All right.
Fine. You have to quit your profession when we get back.
I need to know why you want this man.
I will leave you here.
Rumor just gets deeper and deeper.
You're worse than the lizards.
I'm sorry. Fine, let's go. Butt to butt.
Because he's taller, his butt rests on top of your butt.
Sure feels kind of nice in some way.
Feel his large cheeks on the crevice of your back.
Softest thing I've felt since we've been down here.
Warm, little damp.
Did I say that out loud?
It's tied around the butcher's waist and under Rubor's
neck.
Under Rubor's armpits.
Hurry, pull us up, quick! This is weird!
Okay, Monet can do that.
Please!
Yeah, I'd be happy.
I kind of like it. You can leave me here.
Don't fart,
little
please.
Longer.
What is the... is this also athletic?
That is also athletic.
So, do we want to aid somebody in doing it?
You want to aid me? My athletic's plus 11.
Scarab, help Monet!
Yeah, I was going to go with Tricky's. It's plus 10, but plus 11's good. I aid both.
Okay, that is a 19.
Yep, 5 feet.
Oh, this is taking forever. My armpits hurt.
18.
Five more, 30 to go.
Yeah.
You still good. If you're rolling aid on those, you could potentially make it a critical.
Okay.
Because aid gives plus 1, right?
Yeah, plus 1 at 15.
One aid.
25 at critical.
30.
Critical. Would be a double critical if it could.
So, Butcher, who do you have working with you? Is it just you?
Most of the ways, yeah, just me.
I can help.
Get up here!
Yeah, look at this sausage. Smell it.
I can't see it.
I'm holding it up.
You're waving it behind me?
Yes, just reach behind you.
Look at him, he looks like Drake on Twitter.
Grab it.
Touch it. What is that? Oh, it's wet.
That's my penis.
14.
Joke's on you, Butcher.
I don't want to work with you. You're rude.
It's kind of funny.
Thank you for saving me, though.
You're
even
welcome.
If you're rude.
It's kind of funny.
14.
Yeah. Yeah. As they're bickering as you hoist them up to the top. Colbrin, being the taller of the two, puts his arms on the edge of the well and helps hoist up. And you are now all on top of the well.
I will step away from the well.
Well, then...
Trust fall.
Monet will put her hand out again, doing the grabby hand for Colbrin.
I'm a grown man. I can make it on my own. Fix your hand.
Okay, we need to go back.
Rootmore just falls limp. He's still tied to the butcher.
Doesn't even notice. He's just dragging you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. I can rest.
Ready, Scarab?
The Scarab is just like... nestling his face on Tricky's side.
Piggy!
Look at the hams on that one.
You stay away from him.
Thank you. If you look at a cell.
He's not looking to sell. Let me untie myself. This is weird.
Tricky!
I don't know why
is
I say
an ethereal being! A spirit from another plane!
You do not touch him. You do not eat him.
I've never had ethereal bacon before.
Monet will squeeze his hand tightly. Squeeze his hand tightly and lean in and be like, don't talk about that pig.
I mean, you can have old Tricky. Old Tricky's got, like, what, 2 days of rot? Nothing too bad. Well, he's over in the cage over here.
No. Thank you. Does anyone have any food? I haven't eaten in weeks.
Oh, I tried handing you one of my sausages.
Years, I think.
Monet will hand him a ration.
That's a week's worth of food! Stop!
Well, they eat it. All righty. Got any more?
Oh, thank goodness. My pack was getting pretty heavy with all of these rations.
All right, what's the plan?
Back to Falcon's Hollow.
Head on back?
Yeah.
He can,
Get on it.
He can go ahead and sit on Tricky.
Or Monet can give him a piggyback ride.
Monet wants a boyfriend, but I just don't think this is worth the talk.
No, she doesn't. She's just trying to help.
Yeah, okay.
She can give Root more a piggyback ride.
Oh, thank you.
She's just really strong.
And he just falls asleep.
Well, I mean,
so tired.
Is Colbrin, is he pretty messed up?
He's pretty beaten. He's, you know, he's taking all of your verbal abuse on the chin.
Yeah.
Seems like he's being a good sport, but yeah, he's, I mean, he's pale. Like I said, he's bruised badly.
Yeah, get him on Tricky.
Yeah,
swollen lip. He's got like cuts across his face. It looks like they really just went to town on him.
Here, get on Pig.
So now that we're safe, let me do a medicine check on you. You know, just patch things up a bit. It'll be fine. Oh, good. That is a 21, which is... Yeah, 2d8. So 9. HP, back to you.
Back to you.
If you need more, I can... Keep going.
That's enough to fully heal him.
Ah, perfect.
Thank you. Feeling better already.
You're welcome.
You know, you're not so bad when you shut up and work.
You're not so bad when you share your recipes.
And do it all off the top of my dome.
Is that a penis joke?
Just like me Meemaw and me Peepaw before her.
Stop rubbing your eyes. It's bad for you.
Sleepy.
I'm so tired.
I can't tell. It's been a long day.
Anyways, we make our way back to Falcon's
Hollow. Scarab would like to ask on the walk back if are you allowing us to be out of here?
Yeah. We'll say you've made your way out of the ruins, unmolested, and you begin your trek through the woods back to town.
Yeah, I do have some questions for Colbrin, if we may.
Are you sure the woods are safe?
Of course not. But we've traveled back and forth a few times. Good to hear.
What time of day?
Look, I took a shit right there.
It is the middle of the night.
Colbrin, have you... you or anyone in Falcon's Hollow heard of Vinny Drake's around here in these woods?
Of course. Mostly keep to the mountains, but...
It's pretty regular, yeah.
Every once in a while. Most of the time they stay up high, just see them in the distance, but... Every once in a while, one of them will venture on beyond, down here to the woods for some easy prey.
When... I've been in town a few times. We've met, I haven't made my formals, I'm... Apologize, cooked meat is usually a rarity for me. Traveling with Rootmore's been great. But my first time around here, I believe it was a blue drake.
Sounds about right.
Round about the same times I saw undead kobold. Have you seen them?
No, haven't seen any undead yet. Strange whispers here and there, sure, but I just assumed it was the kobolds.
Yeah,
when they're not... Screeching orders at each other. The others, they whisper.
This is what I fear. The hatchery. It is not normal for kobold to stop hatchery. You find a hole, you do the deed. You make the babies.
Holes need filling.
These kobold are doing something different. I fear our quest in those catacombs is done. But there's something far worse happening. You're not the last person that's going to be taken.
No. In fact, too often times they told us it would not be long before we would be sacrificed.
I feel...
Vicious bastards, they... Some of them seem to take joy in the idea. Said our blood would fuel their power.
It's an unrighteous birth. That is not the way of the kobold.
Maybe the gnoll, but not the kobold. And one more thing. Look, we're about to walk into hell. The sheriff is under arrest.
Sheriff? What the hell for?
Oh, long story.
Your disappearance, actually. They blamed Scarab for your disappearance.
Shabunga Krizoa Bafondad. I am Scarab. Apologies. It's been a long day. Week. Ah,
yes, Root War Red Maiden. Apologies.
This is Monet.
I'm Monet.
But we're about to walk into hell, and I have a big question for you.
What's the family name again? The shitty family.
Creed.
The Creeds.
Yeah.
Do you?
Creel.
No, it's Creed.
Creed.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Doubled back because I made that mistake before.
Creel.
The episode where we killed
Creel.
I forgot about that.
The episode where we kill them is going to be Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Do you work with the Creed family in the Creed Manor?
Sell them meat, but avoid them whenever I can. No, I'm more there for the people.
Here's the deal. When we get you back to town, we're gonna need your word that it wasn't me who took you there.
Before you and your friends showed up, never seen you in my life. Not another kobold with scales like yours down there.
We went there to save you and to set things right in town. But we need to get into Creed Manor. Perhaps you could help with that.
I don't know in what way I could help, but if it's for the people who busted me out of there, I'd do anything I can.
As long as you can help the sheriff be free.
Absolutely.
That's number one.
With my word, he should be immediately cleared.
Should be, but this payday fellow...
Smells really bad.
Yes, and he seems to enjoy...
Well, he's the ripest sack of shit I've ever smelled.
Yes, he seems to enjoy keeping the sheriff...
And his voice, I can't stand his voice either. Real smarmy.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like yours, actually.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
That guy's a loser.
My voice is deep and rich, a little gravelly.
That guy's a loser. He's not scary at all or anything.
Well...
Worst.
Maybe not on his own.
But much like, if we are to leave those kobolds to whatever games they're doing, it's just going to happen again. If we leave the Creeds, and let them have their way with Falcon's Hollow, it's over. The town is done. I can no longer sell there. No more work!
I'll try to help any way that I can, but you have to understand... If you attempt a coup and you fail, it'll be the rest of us picking up the pieces. And they won't be pretty.
I haven't failed yet!
That is a good point. We will not try anything, Monet.
God damn it.
Monet, what are you doing?
Rootmore just
Monet. Don't even try it.
Monet, get down from there!
After saying that, Rootmore just does a little wink at both of you guys.
We won't try anything. I'm just kidding, we will. We're gonna do something. We have to stop this.
Look, if you have a problem with us wanting to take down the Creeds, we're gonna have to take you out here. You don't have to help us.
Just put a bullet in my brain then. Go on, pull that trigger!
No!
You don't have the balls!
Wait, bring him back first and then go in.
Scroll of Revivify, please!
Creeds would rather see the land burn than lose control. If you're gonna pull anything, you can't fuck up.
We won't.
That's why I want to find the most surefire way. If there's not a surefire way, it's not gonna happen. But if I'm to have business, if you are to have business...
Well, wouldn't have a butchery if you guys hadn't sprung me out, so... If I can help, I'm with you.
I mean, there would be a butchery. But
there's only going to be
appreciate
one.
The help.
I see you're short and short-sighted.
I'm medium-sized.
Look, man,
attacks.
You haven't had a sausage yet.
And he never will. This guy's an asshole.
He never will.
Let's turn him in and just be done with this
guys,
guy.
We were mean to him, and he's not just letting it go. I don't like him. He's mean back.
I don't even feel like he's an asshole.
I can dish it out, but I can't take it.
It's just a root war thing. It's fine. It's fine. We all have our people.
I'm very insecure when I see someone that does the same thing as me. I feel like I have to prove myself.
Cribbit has Alec.
Look, you
like,
don't have
we
to
all,
be a
they
stereotype.
All have person.
You could just rise above what people think about your people. You don't all have to have a short fuse.
Why did you say short?
See, gestures to Monet and Skirp. Look, right away, there he goes. Typical.
Let's just turn this guy in already.
And Rootmore walks away. He starts to cry a little.
I heard his people
are we almost there yet?
There's a problem. For as you walk and venture through the woods, I rolled a little check.
Yeah, let's go.
And unfortunately, I rolled a natural 20.
Critical success for us.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Except I wasn't rolling for you. So I'm going to need some...
Finally.
I'm going to need some perception checks. Some very important perception checks.
Albrin, remember that Drake I was talking about?
Why did you remind him of that?
Shut up!
Natural 2. 13 perception.
How'd you do, my man?
14.
Oh, very good. I'm so glad.
14.
You got a 14 too?
Yeah. It's bad.
Stop. What about Tricky?
I mean, well...
Yeah, I can roll for Tricky. Yeah. Tricky shares emotions with you. Tricky's freaking out. You'll feel it.
That's a 21 for Tricky.
Hell yeah.
Everyone else is too busy arguing.
I know. This is really fun.
I was
going like
to say,
this.
Monet is still holding Colburn's hand. And she's not, actually. He's holding her fist. And she's just going to turn to him and be like, hey, Colburn, you know, people make mistakes. And we're probably going to make mistakes when we go into the Creed Manor. But that's okay, because then we'll die and you guys can pick up where we left off.
I'm flustered. Jokes are on purpose, though.
Also, I have to say, I've never met a butcher before.
Oh, nay.
She's just having a conversation.
Et tu, Monet.
Rootmore, you're so much more. You're so much more than just a butcher.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Scarab.
You're a man of God or whatever.
Why is Tricky freaking out?
Huh?
Forgot to mention that you said Drake before, but no, nothing as crazy as a Drake. There. Can you calm your pig? The wyverns in the area. Still dangerous. Don't get me wrong. Nowhere near the intelligence of a Drake.
Right, the wyverns. Are they the ones with they got the hands on the wings?
Correct, yes.
Right.
Bipedal.
I may have messed up. Drakes, the smaller form of Drake. It's like a dragon, but smaller. Not quite as small as me. Not as cute.
Common misconception. I mean, they weigh wrathfully 1,000 pounds.
Wait.
And they're still huge.
Anything's better than a worm. We don't want to find a worm.
Did he roll a perception?
Sounds like a good cut of meat.
Tricky, what is it?
Did he roll a perception?
No!
You hear the massive beating of wings.
Scarab and
only too late, and as you look up, there are a pair of large talons reaching down towards you. Roll for initiative.
Can I use my arguing skill as my initiative roll?
I was going to say, it's probably a good spot to cut for one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big app. Oh, no!
Can we order tacos?
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. Where expressly... Wow, it's been a while. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Cursed Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios for the reference of the world reference for tabletop RPG audio for the music and the ambiance.
Use them for your games on YouTube
at michaelgelfi.com. Check out his Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Also, we're doing a Baldur's Gate run with the Call of the Expanse orcs. Let us know if you like it or not, if we should continue or not, because it is a lot of work for me.
The Cursed Caravan on YouTube.
Yes, it's on YouTube. It's fun playing it, but as far as time is concerned, I want to know if it's worth it or not. So please jump in the comments on those videos. Let us know if we should keep going or not.
Also, don't expect those. Don't expect those like the weekly podcast episodes. That's number one. That's first. Right?
Huh?
As far as like expecting content at a certain time.
Podcast always comes first. I'm gonna try to do those videos as much as possible. Just been really busy at my job where I get money. Also, rate us 5 stars. That'd be so cool.
Please,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those ding dongs, you know. Comment.
Leave us a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts. All of you Apple users, don't be stingy. Spotify also allows you to rate and leave comments, and we'll read them. If you leave some, I think Emma's looking for one right now. And if he finds one, he'll read it. And that could be you.
And it legitimately, it's big for us. It's a huge thing. We don't get paid from this. We don't get paid from this at all. It's just for fun. And if you enjoy it, say something.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a little mushy here. We spend most of this time doing this in our free time just because it's fun. And it's something that we were having so much fun with, we decided we wanted to share it with people, see if other people would have fun too. And so when we get your bits of comments and your engagement, letting us know the things that you like, it's validating for one thing, but also, you know, it feels good to have other people interested in what we're interested in, especially with how much that we love what we're doing. So keep them coming.
Hey, pressing like is free. Pressing like is free. I, as a 10 plus year YouTube watcher, have started liking videos. Woo!
Casual YouTube enjoyer.
It's the smallest thing, but it's really so big.
Yeah, there's nothing negative about it either.
You ain't losing nothing.
Oh yeah, episode 23 of Kobold King. That's the one. The big battle where we got ambushed with the kobolds and the gas and the palisades and all that. Nurse Ratchet at it again.
Let's
said
get it.
Y'all kicked ass on this one. The ass is the peach emoji.
All right.
And they also like the new thumbnails on YouTube. Thank you.
The thumbnails are awesome. Tell him on how cool he is.
Oh, AI did most of the work.
But you spent your time. That's the thing. It's all just ways for us to get cool looking content out on time while having lives and jobs, as far as Emod's concerned.
Also, Emod's single.
Thank you.
Single and looking. Well, once the mom contest is done for me, there's going to be another one for Emod, whatever.
You say single, but also extremely busy. Holy crap.
Yeah, he's actually
hey,
only
any ladies
looking
out there that like to edit podcasts and or gaming videos, apply to Emod's Tinder.
If you're looking to be a sugar mama, Emod is single and looking to jingle.
All right, stop.
On our tier 3 Patreon, you can get a date with Emod.
Single and looking for jingles.
Whatever.
That's
Matthew's
your podcast.
Single too. Whatever.
I'm single and I just want snuggling. I want to snuggle and watch reality TV shows.
All you had to do was ask.
Look, there are a couple of more things.
Are we watching the short?
There's a couple more things.
Tier 4, you can have Emod break up with you over text.
You can pay to have Emod break up with your SO for you. That's our cameos.
Why do I always have to say all this tier stuff, Patreon stuff? It's all fake.
It's all fake until guys, one of you makes it real.
You guys keep calling Wolf. What is that? Like screaming for Wolf, calling Wolf. And then by
it's
the time
crying,
we,
am I yeah, crying?
Crying Wolf, yeah. By the time we actually have a Patreon, nobody's going to fucking believe us.
Stop!
Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
And happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!
And that's just a theory!
A game theory!
Thank you for listening! I was not recording this whole time. Just kidding.
I have the biggest fear.
All right, it's going to go a little something like this. Oh, let me... I think I might have forgotten how to do Scarab.
I'll sell it to you!
I was going to say, somebody send a raven?
It's going to go a little something like this.
Quote the Scarab.
Rumor!